Welcome to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. Today's program features the melody of Ernest Chanson, who lived from 1855 till 1899, dying at the age of 44 from a bike accident. There are many more interesting elements of Chanson's life, but it's his music and specifically his songs that fascinate me, so let's hear his most famous vocal work, Poème de l'amour et de la mer, Poetry of Love and the Sea, to a poem by his friend Maurice Bouchard. Chanson took 11 years to finish this work, which consists of two distinct parts separated by an interlude for orchestra. The first section, La Fleur des Eaux, the flower of the waters, illustrates the happy times of yore, even if rather melancholy. The final section, La Mort de l'Amour, the death of love, brings back a bit of the previous optimism, but with the solo cello begins the words of happy days gone forever. We're accustomed to hearing this work performed by mezzo-sopranos, but it was written with the tenor voice in mind, and so we'll hear Steve Davislim, tenor, with the Queensland Orchestra conducted by Guillaume Tournier. Now for the next 27 minutes, enjoy Chanson's Poème de l'amour et de la mer.
Thank you. Sirene, aver tout, il pleut joyeuse, parmi les rocs apparaîtra.
Vers la mer, d'amitié.
fleurs écloses. À de gris soleil, ni d'ombrage
on this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2, your home for classical music, you just heard Chansons, Poèmes de l'amour et de la mer, complete, with Steve Davislim, tenor, and the Queensland Orchestra, conducted by Guillaume Tournier. At the top of the hour, I mentioned that this was his most famous vocal work, and that applies mostly to the ending, Le temps des lilas, the time of lilacs is over. Chanson's other frequently encountered melody is Chanson perpétuelle, which he wrote for either orchestra, piano, or string quartet with piano accompaniment. We'll hear the last mentioned with mezzo-soprano Anne Murray.
Thank you.
Mezzo-soprano Anne Murray with the Chilingirian Quartet and Graham Johnson performed Chansons, Chansons Perpetuelles on this edition of Singing in Other Sins with Gary Hickling. Let's turn now to one of Chansons' lighter songs, Colibri, Hummingbird, in which the bird is described as hovering to drink from a fragrant flower. The last line of the poem remarks that, upon your sweet lips my soul would sip and die.
Thank you.
We just enjoyed soprano Christina Schaefer with pianist Erwin Gage in Colibri, Hummingbird, by Ernest Chausson. The following song of his is called In the Forest of Charm and Enchantment. Notice how well the piano part sets the mood of fairies and gnomes. The final words of the poem are, I should like to sleep in the forest, even though I know all of this to be mirage and illusion. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2, your home for classical music, you just heard Chansons in the Forest of Charm and Enchantment, performed by baritone Stephen Varco with Graham Johnson piano. Now for three early chanson mélodies, performed by Natalie Stutzmann.
Et toi, source vive, et vous, frère.
Three early chanson mélodies performed by Nathalie Stutzmann contralto with Inger Södergren piano. Now for those chanson fans who may have tuned in late and missed his most famous song, a bit hidden perhaps in the longer orchestra work, let's hear Le Temps des Lilas, The Season of Lilacs, which of course will never return since the poet has lost his love. This will be a classic recording from 1955 with Gérard Souzet, who for many listeners set the standard for mélodie performance.
Yeah.
You just heard a vintage recording from 1955 with baritone Gérard Souzet, accompanied by Jacqueline Bonneau, in the most famous melody of the star of this program of Singing in Other Sins with Gary Hickling, Ernest Chausson, his Le Temps des Lilas, The Season of Lilacs. Let me remind you that I take the public in public radio seriously and look forward to your suggestions and comments. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins, where you can leave me a message. I'm your host and producer of Singing in Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.